Geeks in Space, Slapshot Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Geeks in Space. It's a very special episode of Geeks in Space this week. We're broadcasting from inside of an iron lung. We have a guest star, and we have, like, advanced technology.
Works out.
Our technology has gone 25% more advanced because we have four microphones. What that basically means is that we can yell at Potter and he can yell back.
Which is actually not necessarily a good thing.
Yes, well, introductions. I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I am Jeff Hemos Bates.
I'm Chris DeBona.
And I'm Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
For those of you unfamiliar with Chris, he's, what your vast array of credits include, VA guy, Linux International.
Evangelist for VA Linux System.
Wait, aren't you the VP of the, of SV Lug?
I'm the VP of
or SV Glig Lug, depending on who you ask.
Well, actually, there's actually a funny story in that RMS wouldn't sign our banner, which we have all of our speakers signed, because it didn't have GNU Linux on it. And so there's like these huge array of like these great speakers, and then not him.
So. Fair enough. Okay, well, yeah, we've also, the other interesting thing for us, and this is no interest to you, but we all are wearing headphones today, which means we can actually hear ourselves. Normally we just kind of yell and hope that something's being recorded.
Into a vast space.
Into space. And then we find out, you know, like 3 days later, it pops up on the Sync's website, and we're like, hey, we said stuff, and it got recorded. And then this time we can hear it, which is a little bit on the weird side. I feel very high tech.
They're headphones. They've been around since 1940,
but not for us. All right, what do we got on the news to talk about today? We've got Red Hat. We can mention them.
Yeah, Red Hat released their second quarter earnings. But their first earnings they had to release now that they are a publicly reporting company.
Yep.
Revenues are up 95%, but they are operating at a loss.
Hooray!
Hooray!
They're still a tech company.
Yeah, I think you lose the line to being cutting edge when you actually make money.
I think people get really disappointed when that happens.
You can be a tech company and make money. Come on, no one's going to buy that.
Boss is for building.
Acton!
All right, what else do we got on the list? We've got, the most interesting one is Corel, I suppose, and for those of you, the background info is that they've been working on a Linux distribution along with pretty much everybody else on the face of the planet Earth now.
Granny Linux.
It boots straight into a cooking recipe program or
it
something.
Has Mama's Family in a little window.
That's right. desktop images from Full House.
No, I think that's the BOS version of it. It runs it on a floating cube. all the episodes of Mama's Family running at the same time.
So yeah, Corel, they're working on a Linux distribution which is based on Debian. And, because it should be, because that's the best.
Quiet.
All right, sorry, I'm not biased. So the issue here is that they've been starting to beta test this thing, and they've been releasing it under a license that is somewhat in violation of the GPL in several ways.
We want to use Debian, but we don't want to let anyone else have it.
Yeah, it's like you can't redistribute it. What else? It's closed source. You can't get the source. Nothing open about it. But yeah, they're arguing basically that because it is a beta, it is classified as internal, I guess, and therefore they are not
internally being released to the world on the web.
Right, the internal internet.
Now, in their defense, by the time that this show hits the sink, they may have fixed it, but yeah, it's kind of troubling, isn't it?
Well, Bruce apparently came in on his white horse and has made everything better.
Yeah, according to Debian News, I guess so. They're planning to fix it, but I haven't heard exactly how yet.
Well, I hope they do, because otherwise I know a lot of Debian people won't be very happy.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Well, and they look
it's really not cool,
They look like ninnies.
Hello, we're Corel. We're your new best friend. Oh, but oops, we don't believe in any of the things you do.
I guess what it means is, now when I'm faced with a choice between Debian and Corel, I'll probably just stick with Debian.
Wait a minute.
Really, was that a difficult decision?
I was lying awake nights.
No.
Corel or Debian?
I think it there was a nanosecond in there, but after that, it was pretty well locked in.
But that's actually a quantum uncertainty.
GUI install tools.
Yeah.
GUI install tools.
GUI install tools.
That's totally where it's at. So what else do we got?
Universe.
Yes,
the
derby.
The alternate Potter chooses Corral.
It's like Bizarro Potter.
Yeah, he like rides his bicycle backwards and has square wheels.
Oh, dear God. So, CNN has an article on IPv6.
The great IP crunch of 2010.
Remember that in 10 years, we're going to run out of IPs if IPv6 doesn't come in and save the day.
I think they mistook it for the Y2K bug somewhere. They were like, well, it's not the Y2K thing, because that's that bit thing. This is something else. 2010? Sure.
That's a good year. Yeah, that sounds good. Now, keeping in mind that pretty much everybody wants to have IPs for their cell phones.
Cell phones, toilets, toothbrushes,
and
phones.
X10, every appliance in their house, and X10, assigned IPs.
I actually have assigned IPs to every single cell in my body. It's masquerading.
He's personally responsible for half of the IP address space.
192 being,
tell nothing into the toaster.
I think I'm in his aorta.
Ooh, here, let's stop this. Let's constrict blood flow.
grit.
Oh,
it's,
dear
it's
God.
It's funny when you see, like, press releases from, like, AT&T saying, every phone will have an IP address.
You're like, where?
That IPv6.
Where are you going to get them?
We're going to make them up. We're going to take them back from MIT.
we don't understand how come they get millions.
They've got an entire class A.
How did this happen? I like that, though. Friends of mine that are out there, you know, they just, like, can get IPs like they're water. And everybody else has, like, got to strangle their ISPs to even get a couple.
Yeah, want an IP? Here's an IP. Da-da-da.
I got your IP right here.
Let's see, what else? Google is now, I guess, out of beta.
Hooray!
Which, I guess, as far as I can tell, the primary change is that the text beta is no longer on the page. I'm sure that means a lot of great things underneath. What it does mean is that their cached copy of Slashdot is always ridiculously out of date. But I'm sure that it works really well if you're not dealing with something cached. But yeah, it's Google, it's neat.
Google's great. I mean, they just really know what they're doing.
Yeah,
and their office is right next to this really great burrito shop on University Avenue in Palo Alto.
It's all relative to burritos.
Recommendations on the burritos.
Well, you see, a lot of people are like mango shrimp and fish burrito people, but I'm just a typical carne asada.
What kind of pervert puts mango on a burrito?
It's mango shrimp.
Oh, mango shrimp.
Mango shrimp.
You can't put fruit in
a
burrito.
Maybe Patrick Naughton puts. Oh,
no.
Never mind.
Don't go there.
Shrimp on the burrito. Google for the search engine.
I just heard pervert.
Yeah, and the nice thing about Google is it's all Linux.
Well, that and the page has, I think,
it's
about
so nice and
a K and a half that it takes to load their page.
So beautiful.
I know.
Quick.
Yeah, it's
none of that portal junk that you've come to expect.
From everything ranging from crappy news sites search engines to what else? Everything's a portal now.
Movies.yahoo. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I like that. But
yeah, I like movies too, man. The movies.yahoo.com is cool. But
it's really cool because Movie Link is like always hosed.
Yep.
You go to Movie Link and you want to buy actually a freaking ticket, so you don't have to wait in line with all the sheep, right? And then you can't even do it.
See, I don't even buy. I don't even bother the tickets. I just like to know when the movies are showing because I don't like to spend 6 hours on hold. And they have to tell you that. For every movie, I'm sorry, but no coupons or specials are allowed with this movie due to contractual obligations with the distributor. As best I can tell, if you ever have a coupon, you can never, ever, ever use it.
I know.
Well, those distributors are really out to get
they
everyone.
Probably do it like this.
Movie phone does not take coupons.
Well, and the other thing is, I've never had a coupon for a movie, so I guess that doesn't really matter, but...
Wait, if you've never had them and you can never use them...
Well, I
do
think...
they exist?
Then why do they have to tell us every time that you can't use them?
By the off chance that you should be able to get a coupon, you can use it, but like the last day it shows in the theater, they're reserved for that day.
Oh, and related to movies, at the Geek Compound, we've had no less than 3 copies of The Matrix DVD ordered.
Not delivered.
All pre-ordered, like, a long time ago.
I actually ordered it before The Matrix was ever made.
I ordered it when I found out that Keanu Reeves was going to be born. His mom hooked me up. She said, and I said, well, in you know, the 90s, there's going
to
be a movie
about people's mothers.
There's going to be a movie about about this thing, you know, where there's batteries that are people, and it's going to be cool, and there's going to be slow motion kung fu fighting where the camera's been there. Now, of the three DVDs that we have now ordered, one has arrived. All were pre-ordered about
one finally arrived.
One arrived this morning. We're really excited about that.
You know, it's worth pointing out.
Or go ahead.
No, it's worth pointing out if you're a DVD selling company. You notice they're being very nice and not actually saying who is not delivering, right? So if you're working for like any of the delivery mechanisms,
we have several represented in this room, and let me just say that some have got more business coming, others don't.
Slash that on your side.
We're not naming names. We're not naming names. Yeah. When Phantom Menace comes out, if it ain't on our doorstep, there's gonna be hell to pay.
Yippee!
It better arrive early.
God.
Now, see, the beautiful thing is I got my copy of The Matrix, and I ordered it last week.
No. Yeah, I ordered mine 2 months ago.
Yeah, see, Cowboy Neil just wants to have this microphone inserted into his nose and, you know, given kind of a an ice pick lobotomy. But
but the important thing is that we're not violent, so.
No, we're calm people.
We're all fairly passive, very just like Patrick Naughton.
Dude!
Dude, that is
you're
going to
get us into trouble. That is not cool.
You're going to get us into trouble.
Do we have anything else interesting to say, or are we just going to sit
cyber
here and
war?
Ramble for another
hour? Oh, yes.
Oh, cyber war.
I'm on the front.
Yeah, apparently cyber war is a hot thing between India and Pakistan, which you know is even more hot than the fact that they could conceivably launch nuclear missiles at each other. Domain redirecting is just as important, which I find... that depresses me greatly.
It
kills me that major news outlets feel it's important enough to write about some like schnook hacker who's like, I'm gonna bring down that website. When these guys are like blowing up whole sections of the desert, you know,
it's you like, see that square mile?
Yeah, we have 300,000 illiterate people and tons of starvation. And we're blowing up entire deserts, but there's a hacker at Pakistan.
That's Pakistani script kiddies.
Yeah. It's like, uh-oh. You know? And I'm sure they're very skilled and scary hackers, but is it really news? I don't know.
Well, you know, I guess when CNN's also doing coverage of
the great IP shortage
of 2010.
Of 2010.
I feel like, you know, after reading that headline, it's going to be like 2030, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be reminiscing about the great IP crunch and the collapse of the cities and riots in the streets.
Remember when our cars stopped running? The day we ran out of IPs. Back then, there were hardly any IPs. Why, we couldn't even assign IPs to our remote controls.
We didn't even get HBO until we were 13.
And the Spice
Channel?
Well.
Which, by the way, has nothing to do with the Spice Girls.
But I'm now glad. Thank you for warning me. Thank you for warning me, because otherwise I would have wasted the $5 a month or whatever it is, and I would have gotten no Jerry, and I would have been really cranky about that.
See, the great thing is you know, they have the TV Guide channel, and whenever you see Spice listed in there, it is paid adult programming.
Now, I of course, Rob thinks Spice Girls.
You know? Sure, dude. I would like to see adult Spice Girls. As long as I can, like, listen to the
Spice
soundtrack
in the theater.
Oh, my God.
Were you, like, taking, like, a four-year-old niece?
No, my brother-in-law and my sister wanted to go see it. Yeah, that's it. And they said, Chris, you should go. And actually, we all went. We had a great time. Because like, there was, like, 14,000 12-year-olds.
I watched a little bit of it.
Had a great time.
They have, like, a bus or something that they were all inside.
Well, it's all
Richard
Ramp, A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty surreal, because you've got, like, Roger Moore, like, every once in a while coming in, like, the fish is in the closet. The fish is in the closet. And then he disappears, and you're like, what?
That made sense.
What is
I wish I was stoned for this. But I don't do that. I haven't done that since I was, like, 14, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, can we talk about that on the radio?
I think so.
Okay. It's the web.
Yeah, it's the web.
It's not the real.
The FCC isn't listening yet.
They might be.
Yeah, you just can't say stuff like ass.
Dude, yeah, that is not cool.
Dude, you're going to get us into trouble.
You're a German Chaser film. You tell me, right?
Sure, hon.
What's a rim job?
That's what...
Oh!
Hey!
Well, it's been a good show. Thanks, Mr. Chris DeBona, for making a little cameo on the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's lots of fun. And this is, we'll be back next week. Supposedly, I think we're going to have four people on again. Wow. We're actually going to have Nate in, and hopefully the rest of our studio
Nate's
will
a fine
be,
guy.
Nate's a fine guy. He's taken a two-week absence.
Really?
Last week, he abdicated his mic for Robin, and this week, he's off, I don't know, doing things
he's
that we
having
can't
lunch
talk about
with his girlfriend.
Wow. Unspeakable horrors.
Everyone should email him.
Oh, everybody yeah, yeah. should email Nate.
Everyone email Ostendo? Oh, no. Wait, just do Nate.
Screw it. Go to everything.blockstackers.com and find his email address and email him and tell him that he shouldn't skip and go for lunch with his girlfriend. Instead, he should be on Geeks in Space.
Or just email Nate at blockstackers.com and tell him that it is unacceptable to spend Slacker, time with his
really.
Girlfriend.
If Nate wasn't here, and I had PS. To sit in. We all know Nate is far more entertaining than I am.
Dude, if you don't want to hear Potter anymore, make sure Nate is on the air. That's what I'm saying.
And in the PS, put down... By the way, we really hope everything with the Iron Lung works out. Because then it'll be like, Iron, what the?
You know? What is going on?
Or something
here?
Completely random. Find the most surreal thing you can say and put it in the PS.
42-ish. God. All right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, really.
Tune in next week. We promise it'll be better.
Keep reading /dot.
Thanks, Chris.
And be sure to meta-moderate.
Have you meta-moderated today?
I think I'll do that right now. Oh, wait. Am I not supposed to tell people I'm a meta-moderator?
I don't think it matters.
Oh, I'm busted. Okay, somebody else is going to have to do my thing for me.
See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.